Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, June 15, 1971, the Parliament of Barbados passed an amendment to the Representation of the People's Act. This would effect change from the double member system of constituency representation to one of single member representation. A report on this change was carried in The Democrat, the media arm of the Democratic Labour Party, on June 18, 1971. Under the previous system, each of the 11 parishes sent two representatives to Parliament. They were designated senior and junior members, and this designation was based on the number of votes obtained during the elections, the senior member being the representative with the larger number of votes. Under the 1971 amendments, Barbados was now divided into 24 constituencies, with each constituency sending one representative to Parliament, that representative being the candidate who polled the largest number of votes. Each of the 24 constituencies was further divided into polling districts based on the number of electors in each district. These were not the only changes to the electoral landscape in 1971, as preparations were also being made for the general elections of that year, the first since independence in 1966. 3 months earlier, in April of 1971, the Barbados Parliament established the Electoral Department, then located at Verona House Bank Hall and headed by Mr. Dennis Smith, its first chief electoral officer. Also implemented for the first time was the provision for 18-year-olds to vote in the general elections, and photo identification cards were introduced for persons 18 years and over. Camera centers manned by officers of the Electoral Department were located throughout the island to facilitate the photo identification process. The first post-independence and single-member constituency general election in Barbados was held on September 9, 1971, and this was also the first election where only two political parties faced the polls. This general election produced some historic outcomes, in that the Democratic Labour Party under Errol Barrow was returned to office for a third time, taking 17 of the 24 seats in Parliament to the Barbados Labour Party's 7 seats. The BLP's leader, Harold B. St. John, was surprisingly defeated by the DLP's political newcomer, Anderson Peanuts Morrison. Additionally, this first single-member general election produced an 81.6% voter turnout at the polls, the largest voter turnout in Barbadian electoral history so far. So, on this day, June 15, 1971, the changes to the parliamentary system of representation from a double to single-member system produced record historic outcomes.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.